Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. live this morning here in central Queensland. And it's great to be live. I'm surprised the satellite dish wasn't blown off the roof today, the transmission tower.
I don't know if you got any sleep last night, Tim, but I have been up since like 1 a.m.
No, see, it started calming down at about 1, I'd say, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. last night. I was on high alert. I was very concerned about my car, which is parked under two very large gum trees.
I would think you'd be more concerned about your dog that sleeps
outside. Yes, I did. Lucky we put a lead on her because you went out. It was kind of like the Wizard of Oz where the tornado comes through. Just pulled her back in like a rope. No, she was fine. I went out there because I thought, as a lot of people's dogs do, and you mentioned this before, dogs freak out. A lot of animals freak out during
when they hear thunder.
She was loving it. She's like, we came out to make sure she was okay, moved the kennel away from the outside. She was like, oh, hey, we playing?
Such a little weirdo.
Games. But look, it everything seems to be calming down, but still take care out on the roads.
And Tim, another big moment yesterday, had my stitches out of my knee. Your girl is stitchless.
Congratulations. We've all been waiting.
I nearly fainted.
I find that unbelievable.
Right?
Because for you.
Like, I donate blood often. Like, I'm not afraid of needles.
All right.
But, like...
Do you want me to get your hero medal?
What? Just, like, the thought of... Like, I didn't even watch it. And just, like, the feeling of the stitch coming out of my knee. Even now, I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Well,
like,
the last time I remember getting stitches out, it was at the back of my head. So I couldn't see the physical stitches being removed. But I could feel them
removed. It's definitely not fun.
Oh, well. Now you can stop complaining. That's the last time Jess will complain about her restructured knee.
Not the last time, but you are going to be complaining today when we do a little challenge. Yesterday we started this little challenge to do with burpees. And we are on the hunt for a PT help us actually make this one-hour session happen.
All right. So what, 13, 12, 16, if you're a PT right now, call us.
Give us a call.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Can you do 500 burpees in an hour is the question we've been asking the last couple of days.
And yes is the answer, from me at least.
A world record was set, 851 burpees in an hour.
And I'm not here to steal people's thunder. That's not what I'm about. I'm not about high praise and awards. I'm here about doing just enough to get attention. And that's the way I've lived my life. And I claimed 3 days ago on the show, potentially foolishly, that I could do 500 burpees in 1 hour.
Yes.
We tested it yesterday.
With 1 minute. I gave you 1 minute to do as many as you could to see how many you could effectively do in an hour.
Essentially, I needed to do 8.4 every minute to get to 500 over the space of an hour. Yes, I had people that were teachers in that saying, Tim, your math isn't quite there. And first of all, how dare you? I'm an educated man. But it's roughly 8 to 9.
Yeah.
And we did 20. I did 21.
I mean, this is the bit that's been debated the 21. Last 24 hours, Tim. Did you actually do 21 burpees? Because does the burpee count if you don't go fully down in the push-up?
I think yes.
And this is what we need to work out before we set, because we want to do this. Well, you don't want to do this. I want to do this. I want to give you an hour to see if you can reach that 500.
Sure.
But we need a PT, someone who knows what they're doing.
Or a personal trainer. Well, it's the best time to get one because boot camps are kicking off right now.
Absolutely.
People are up and early going to the gym, F45, these kind of things.
So if you can help us out, give us a call, 13, 12, 16, because I want someone that's going to look at Tim's form, and if he hasn't done it correctly, it doesn't count.
Unfair, I think.
What, do you want to count all the bad ones?
I feel...
Is a burpee going fully down into a push-up and then standing up and jumping? Mate, or is it just getting down
first,
and getting up?
I know why you need a personal trainer, because you know I'm not going to listen to you, because you have a doctor's certificate that you can't do burpees.
Yes.
I
take it with me to every gym class.
I honestly think that I'm being treated very unfairly. A lot of the comments on the video, you can search for our Facebook page at Hit CQ. A lot of people, I assume, sitting on their ass commenting doing that. Who's the one doing burpees?
Okay.
Me.
Why do you say burpees weird?
Burpees. It's like Bernese sauce.
You're emphasizing the bird too much.
No. That's exactly
burpees.
How you do it. It's like lasagna. Burpees. 13, 12, 16, if you're a personal trainer... We need your final proof, but there is, and you're probably going to call BS, but a spanner has come from left field.
Oh, here we go. Have you got yourself a doctor's certificate now?
I haven't got myself a doctor's certificate. I've got a calf strain. Not induced from yesterday's burpees.
Right.
Because
burpees, mate.
Burpees. It's you've known that my calf's been quite aggravated for the last 2 months.
Yeah,
and the
I
last
haven't
week
cared because you're not the one on the crutches in the studio.
Yeah, I really feel like you've taken my leg pain thunder. Without asking, you just tore your ACL, took away all my knee issues.
I don't care how torn your hamstring is. I want you to tear your hamstring more and achieve something
Do
in
you
your
know
life, buddy.
Anything about where a muscle in a leg is? Because a hamstring is not a calf, and a calf is not a knee, and a toe is not a foot.
Listen, I only learned what an ACL was when I tore mine, so let's...
You thought it was the Achilles tendon for about a month. You're getting there. Personal trainer 13, 12, 16. We'll try and get one before the end of the show.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
And you could be sitting there right now, and you could be a superhero, and you don't even know it.
Right.
Superheroes. What do you define as a superhero, Jess?
Someone that saves people's lives, has powers, is me.
The Rock. All right. If you don't fit into those three categories, sorry, you're not a superhero. But no, there is a genuine type of superhero that exists on our planet.
Batman.
No. That's just rich people. And you're being confused with strength and money. But Rangers, redheads, gingers, ginger nuts, heaps of different names.
Oh, this is getting offensive.
They are the modern day superhero.
Right.
Were you aware that...
Not the ones I've met.
Were you aware that redheads have a higher tolerance of pain? I think that's pretty well known.
I didn't know that.
They have a higher because of the bullying.
Oh, right.
No,
okay.
No. Genetically, they have a higher tolerance of pain. They also need about 20% more for general anesthesia when they go to surgery because their body is so resilient to that kind of thing. This is all done in a book in a study, so it's real.
They also can't stay in the sun for more than 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah,
so.
No, crime is often in the dark, so win-win for them. Also, they require less vitamin D because they're in the shade and don't have carrying umbrellas all the time. But genuinely, the red-headed gene that sits in your body makes you a superhuman.
Can I ask then, if they're this like superior being, why are redheads like going extinct? Because like I'm sure I read like a few years ago that redheads are going extinct.
There was only one Superman. He was pretty extinct when he died. You know what I mean?
No.
See, that's the thing. Like a lot of people ask me why I have a ginger tinge in my beard. There's no.
I see where this is going.
No. I have a slight tinge of ginge in my binge, don't I?
You do?
It's a local slang for a beard.
Yeah. Your binge is looking very full at the moment.
It's nowhere else on my body. So maybe the only superhero genes that I contain, and I feel like a lot of males have this where they have just a slight tinge of ginge in the binge on their chin.
So when your binge is gone, no superhero
powers. No superpowers.
Powers.
That's why. And it also hides the tears when you're crying. Mm-hmm. Who's strong now?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
New Zealand is trying to start a war. Mm-hmm. Unprovoked, might I say.
From their acting Prime Minister.
Absolutely.
Like, step down, mate. What are you even doing? Winston Peters?
Ugh. You sound like someone that founded this country, let alone someone that's currently an acting Prime Minister. Winston Peters is filling in for the pregnant Prime Minister of New Zealand at the moment.
She's not pregnant anymore.
No, she gave birth. Well, you know, was
the,
pregnant.
The new mother.
New mother, yes, and... He's
the
decided,
real Prime Minister
yes,
of New Zealand.
He has decided, Mr. Winston Peters, to instead of embrace the role and just take care of things, but to lead a charge against a larger nation, which is us here in Australia. He is claiming that because New Zealand's flag is so similar to Australia's and that New Zealand had their flag 48 years before Australia did, we're copying them and we need to change it not 50 years ago, but right now.
See, I don't think that, like, I did a lot of Australian history in school, but I never learnt that we own, what was our Australian flag before the one we have now?
Well, in 1954 was the final, the current flag we have now, we've had it since 1954, 1902, so it's 52 years, not 48 years, New Zealand had their flag. So it had the Union Jack up the top. I'm not super familiar. I can't verbally describe these flags for everyone.
But well, the New Zealand flag is essentially the Australian flag, but the stars are red,
mate,
not white.
Be careful, be careful. You don't. It's almost flagism what you're saying right there, and I won't stand by it. You and Winston Peters might as well be the same person because he is now putting pressure onto Australia to change their flag.
He needs to sit down.
He needs to sit down.
Know your role, Winston Peters. You are there as a babysitter for the country.
See, New Zealand's not even set on their own flag. 2 years ago, they pumped in $26 million holding a vote on four new flags for New Zealand. Mm-hmm. It was a many-year process, and they ended up sticking with the flag they still have now.
Didn't we do the same thing?
No, we've never had a vote.
I swear we did, because in school, I remember we had to, like, all submit our own designs.
No. We haven't had a vote. I think you might have just been like, hey, it's school. They're imaginative. They're creative. And they would have been like, if you were going to make a flag, what would it be?
In my brain, I was designing the new flag for Australia.
And we're grateful. You're an Australian hero. And I won't stand for Winston Peters.
No, we're keeping it, Winston.
Absolutely. And you shouldn't stand for him either. But if you're from New Zealand and listening, thank you.
We appreciate you.
We love you.
We hate your acting Prime Minister.
Shush, it's Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
If you are growing a beard, whether it for be a charity, for yourself, or for any reason in particular, and it gets to the point between not being short and not being long, push through. Because I am sitting on the precipice of bullying. And that's okay.
I mean, it's because you've bypassed the part where your beard looks good.
Yeah.
And you've gone into territory of it looking scraggly.
Scraggly is the perfect word to describe it.
Because, like, if you just trimmed it maybe, like, a couple millimetres, you'd be right on trend.
Yeah, and that's
fine.
But
at the moment, you are growing it out.
I am growing my beard for 3 months straight, which isn't out of the ordinary for me. I've had long beards in the past.
You haven't got a great chin, so you like to hide it.
Thank you.
I'm your friend.
I'm growing a beard for beard season. So from the 1st of June to the 31st of August, I will not shave to help raise awareness for skin health and to deter from skin cancer as much as possible here in central Queensland and throughout Australia. You can join my team at beardseason.com.
It's not too late.
Search for Hit Central Queensland. We have a small team, but we are a strong team. And my message is clear, my message is loud. If you are growing a beard, whether it be for charity or not, and it gets to the point when it is as exactly what you just said, scraggly, push through.
Does it get better?
It always gets better.
Because I've never seen, you always get to this scraggly stage and then you shave it or you trim it.
No,
so I've never seen you with a super long beard.
No. There has been one instance, and it was this year, where I've had the longest version of a beard that my face has ever had.
Right.
And I got it properly sculpted. But it doesn't, the thing is, it needs maintenance.
Right.
So the proper sculpture lasted for about 2 weeks, tops. And it also happened to coincide with the wedding that we both went to.
Yeah.
That was when it was perfectly triangled and chiseled to
exactly. You looked like a lumberjack.
I know. But other times I'd look like a sick mountain goat.
Yeah.
So
you're at mountain goat at the moment.
Exactly. The power of positivity and pushing through, you can get there. I believe in you. And ladies, if you're listening, same. same. Doesn't
you can be just like Jess.
A beard isn't necessarily hair. A beard is a lifestyle. A beard is an attitude. A beard is who you choose and who you want to be. And I support you. And if you can support me, that would be great. Beardseason.com, donations. We're getting a skin check very, very soon because this is one of the tasks for beard season. Task one, grow a beard. Task two, get a skin check. Task three,
donate.
Make awareness. Donate for skin health here in central Queensland.
A very important cause. Beardseason.com.au. You can check out the link on our Facebook and our Instagram.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Big weekend of sport around central Queensland, as always. You might have even been one of the best players. You might have got best on ground. You might have got an award. Might have been like, fair effort. You did well.
Yeah.
Compared to what you normally do, that was a massive effort from you. Congratulations. And you received an award that was very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Or, on the other hand, you got an award when you didn't deserve it. And that is my category that I sit in.
And not that you didn't deserve it, just more that it was unnecessary for you to receive.
Oh, absolutely unnecessary. I play football, AFL football, real sport, thank you, for the Gladstone Mud Crabs. Haven't won a game this year. You never know when it can happen. And the coach after the game, it was a fairly good game that we played over the weekend. Still lost.
Not for you.
Not for me. Not for me. Absolutely not for me as an individual. And the best on ground, the first three awards were given to what I fairly believed by the coach as the best three players on the ground. So that was, it was in line for what you would normally assume a best on ground series would
right.
be. And then I just so happened to be sitting near the coach and he turned and had one final award and just gave it to me because of where I was in proximity to him physically.
If that isn't the definition of a pity award, yeah. just like, oh, you know who hasn't received an award this year? Tim.
Absolutely.
We should give him something just to keep him coming back.
And it's not that I've played great games for the club at all, because that's not true. That's not a truthful statement. But I have played a lot better games. Mm-hmm. Potentially was the worst game of football I've played in a very long time this weekend. And that's completely fine. And I absolutely got an unnecessary award. And that happens. It happens does. All through juniors. It happens in all different walks of life.
Not just in sport. In school. School is a big one for giving out unnecessary awards.
Ribbons.
Like a lot of people, I've got a lot of friends with kids on my new timeline for Facebook.
Sure.
And one of them put up a picture of her kid and he had a certificate saying, good little saver. He received a certificate because he had deposited money that month.
I think that's more of a necessary award because it's training that saving is a good thing. But participation awards, no, because then again, in the same thing, it's like getting involved
you're
is good.
Getting
but you
an
don't
award.
Get an award. I understand.
We got a message here on our Instagram. Just search for HitsAQ. And one of the messages said
that... I think it was Maddie?
Maddie got an award for being Hungarian.
And we asked why. She was like, because I was Hungarian. Incredible.
Apparently that's enough of a thing to give an award for.
Not from any Hungarian body corporate or anything like that.
I asked if it was from a Hungarian body. No, just a regular Aussie saying, well, that person's Hungarian.
There's
give her
the Hungarian
award.
So on 13, 12, 16, we want to know, did you win an unnecessary award?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how much money schools and footy clubs could save not buying participation awards.
I got so many unnecessary awards in school. Just like Jess was diligent in class. Jess was good, had good handwriting.
Oh, that's way unnecessary.
I have a whole folder of certificates from grade 4 because my teacher loved giving out certificates every week and I got one every week.
Jeez, of course you did. 13, 12, 16, did you win an unnecessary award? The more unnecessary, the better. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Did you win an unnecessary award like
yes.
your boy, me? Tim.
They saw you standing in the ranks, Tim, and went, Tim hasn't got an award this year.
Yeah.
Let's give him one for the worst game of football he's ever played.
To be fair, they never said this award was for playing good, Tim. I was just physically handed an award after my football game this Saturday
sure.
because I was close to the coach. he was standing at me and he just kind of went, here you go. Which I fully appreciate, but I absolutely know that I was not in the best 21 players on the team because I was the 22nd and final best player on the day. And that's okay. And it happens because these unnecessary awards, I think I got the award purely because I haven't been good ever
yeah.
and because of how close I was. So it's very unnecessary.
See, when I was coaching netball, like every week I would give the best award, the like best player on the ground to the kid that like tried her hardest.
Yeah.
Like she may not have been the best player, but she really gave it a good
trying.
Crack. And like, you know, there was always the ones that like weren't super great at netball.
You.
And I just wanted to encourage them to keep coming every week.
Yeah, you.
So you give, how dare you?
How many coaches' awards did you get as a young child?
Oh, just so many.
Coaches' awards.
Most improved was like.
A good award. That's
I never got
award.
Best player. It was always most improved. It was because they had no expectation of me and then I kind of did okay.
Yeah. I remember one year I asked why I didn't get the most improved. And they were like, why do you think you deserved it? I was like, I kicked one more goal this year than I did last year. That is the definition of improvement.
I hope there's a, like a best like injury player award at my football club.
Some girl in your chick broke her thumb and was bending the other way. That's way cooler than an ACL. Get over yourself.
Yeah, okay.
But on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, are you part of the pity party like Jess and myself? Because it happens in schools as well. Did you win an award that was absolutely unnecessary? And we've had Zoe call through. Zoe, did you win an unnecessary award?
When I was in primary school, I got an award because I was paying attention.
What, like an attentiveness award?
Yeah.
Shouldn't everyone be paying attention? No,
that is the definition of a teacher going, oh, Zoe hasn't got an award yet. We really need to write one up for her. This will do.
Zoe,
everyone else had had Star of the Week before, except for me, so they just needed an excuse to give it to me, I think.
Zoe was a star this week because she watched me.
Good on you, Zoe.
Thank you. I tried.
Now, Zoe, were you a distracted child?
Yeah, very much.
Oh, maybe that one week you were paying attention there. Yeah. Maybe that is something to be celebrated.
I thought so. Mum was pretty happy with it.
So we still got it up in the above the fireplace.
next to her university degree.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, yesterday, breaking news, Demi Lovato was hospitalised. Do we have any updates?
So to give you a bit of an update, in case you kind of missed, there's a lot of different headlines and conflicting stories. Demi Lovato was admitted to hospital yesterday. She was found unconscious in her home. There were reports that it was a drug overdose. There were reports that it was a heroin overdose. And that was from someone who turned up at her house. It looked like a heroin overdose. That is the only place that those words came from. There was no heroin at the house. There were no drugs in the house at all. Anyway, she has spent the night at the Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Beverly Hills. Her family are there. She will be released probably very soon. She may have even been released now. And she will be admitted into a rehab facility. That is the latest.
Is there any word on what's going on? Is it like a medical thing?
Well, they haven't found drugs in the house, but she's still going to a rehab place. What's happening?
She was unconscious when they found her, and they gave her what's called Narcan to bring her back to consciousness. They give you that drug to counteract opioids. It appears that she has taken something to become unconscious. And further to that, she has a private Instagram account that only her friends can access. And the night before, she was posting all these photos with friends out on the town, partying, you know, enjoying themselves. And so that kind of is another hint that something has happened, and that her going into a rehab facility today. We're not sure what it's for. We really don't know. In the past, as you may know, if you're a fan of hers, you will know that she has struggled with alcohol and cocaine addiction. And so this, you know, it appears to be some type of relapse.
Well, hopefully she starts to get healthier and the rehabilitation does its job. So thank you very much, Dean. We'll keep us in the loop.
I will. Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
How do you let someone down easy?
Yes.
I'm not talking about a breakup. I'm not talking about firing someone. Mm. I am talking about making sure that I am very nice, making sure I'm very respectful, and my words are well chosen on removing someone from a team that I may have overfilled.
You begged this person to join the team. Yeah. Begged. And then yesterday swiftly replaced him for other people.
First in, first out. That's my opinion. I have built a team for the Botanic to Bridge in Gladstone on August 19th. I've built a team of three people and then myself as the fourth. And as captain, my instruction from the radio station was to make a team of four, which I did. But I made a team of five. Technically, that's what you could say. There's five in a four.
The reason we want to let this person down easily is because it's not just a regular citizen.
No, it's not just Joe Blow or James Schmain.
You promised a spot to the Sergeant Wayne Butcher of Gladstone Police.
Police Sergeant, super Sergeant. He's a very nice man.
Very nice man. And that's why I don't want to annoy him, Tim. So
I understand that for the 50th time today, it seems, I've backed myself into a corner.
Hey, you have not had a good week.
I have not had a good week of backing myself into a general manager.
You are annoying our boss. You are annoying the police sergeant of Gladstone, and most, you're annoying me.
Most fitness people as well with my burpee challenge. But right now I need to focus on one issue in my life, which is how do I let down the police sergeant Wayne Butcher easy? Because it's going to be a tough conversation and I need advice because essentially, well, actually, what I said before, I take it back. It is like a breakup.
Yeah.
It's not me. No, it's not him. It's me.
Right.
I made the mistake.
I think that you just need to be honest.
Yep.
Open.
Yep.
Just say, listen.
Do I need to do it in a public place?
Well,
like a cafe or something?
Here is public enough. I think we can just get him into the studio.
No, see, because I'm worried about his reaction. to me dumping him from the team. So maybe, like you see in movies, because tomorrow we are going to be at the coffee club
right.
in Gladstone. Maybe we invite him to the coffee
that
club.
Could work.
So it's a public space so he can't share his manly emotions. I don't want a babbling man in front of me.
I honestly think you think he cares more about this than he
pretty important.
Does.
Like, pretty important.
I fully believe he's going to turn around and be like, yeah, cool.
Nah, he's going to be heartbroken. I know, Butch man. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. How do you let someone down easy? If you've broken up with someone, can we speak to you?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be quite handy if you're a breakup expert. 13, 12, 16, how do you let someone down easy? And on 13, 12, 16, I've been begging for help. How do you let someone down easy? I have to break up with my police sergeant.
Without even realising this week, you've been begging all week for a team.
A lot of begging.
For the Botanic to Bridge run in a couple of weeks.
And boy, not only did I fill the team, I overfilled the team. Essentially, I had a glass of milk, and now there's milk all over the counter, and it's no one's fault but my own.
And so we've been asking on 13, 12, 16, how do you let someone down easily? Because we need to ask our police sergeant for the Gladstone Police, Mr. Wayne Butcher.
Who was the first member of the team.
To now step down as member of the team and no longer be a part of this. And look, maybe we're asking this for no reason because he might be listening
right now,
this is our way of letting you down easily.
No, absolutely not. I know how much he hates us. So, and this is the thing. He can still enter. Like, you can still enter right now for Botanic to Bridge. Just head to their website.
BotanicToBridge.com.
But he just won't be on my team.
No.
So, we need advice. On how, because it essentially this is a breakup. Mm-hmm. And on 13, 12, 16, we've had Dave call through from Rocky. Dave, how do you let someone down easy?
Look, what you do when he turns up at the coffee club tomorrow and goes to sit down, you just say to him, look, this is the table for the people in my running team. What are you doing here?
Dave,
savage.
Did you hear the question? How do I let someone down easy? Ease them into it. That seems like I'm ripping a Band-Aid off, Dave.
But you've got the support of the people behind you.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, have security there.
He's got no support from me, Dave. I want to remain unarrested in this town.
So, Dave, honestly...
Just save your own back. Just go there and sit at a separate table and say, look, would you like to come and sit with me?
Yes, and then I look like the good guy.
Yeah.
That's again, exactly right.
Bad team player, Jess. Dave, so you think maybe I'm approaching this from the wrong angle. Instead of letting someone down easy, I just need to be blunt, straightforward, and let him know the facts face-to-face.
Tim, you've heard the term tough love.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's the police, they respond. They sort of commend people on, you know, on that sort of situation. Like,
you're right.
You know, when the policeman pulled me over and I said, look, I'm going over to Emerald to see my new grandson, it was, look, you were speeding, too flippin' bad day.
Right. Too flippin' bad, you're not on my team,
So now you're using me as a symbol to return serve to the police.
Look, it's not a revenge. I don't want you to take this the wrong way,
okay.
Tim, but look, you know, you just rip the Band-Aid, mate.
All
just
right. All right, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for your help, mate.
It's all good.
I feel like there's more pressure on me now. That's not what I wanted out of that phone call.
We have had some suggestions on our Facebook page as well. Mark said, just lie your ass off. Just lie. If he hasn't been listening, then it's not an issue.
Don't get me wrong. I love when you get in touch with the show, and I really appreciate it. But be better than that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Have you ever put your foot in it so bad that you can't climb your way out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my life. I'm stuck in mud right now.
You are living that right now this week.
That's okay. And you know what? I'm almost happy that Central Queensland's been on this journey with me because it started out like Panic of the Disco's new song, High Hopes.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I need Conrad Sewell with some healing hands because things are going poor for me. I thought I entered a situation of stealing a trophy from our general manager that he won last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Then apparently I lost it.
You were holding it ransom to him.
Yes, and I wanted something for the people of Central Queensland.
We called the big boss man and said, hey, you've got 24 hours.
Hey, nerd.
give us something and we might give your trophy back.
Yeah. And then I placed it on our sales manager's desk. He said to me, where's that trophy? And I said, no, hey, where's that trophy for me? Like, I want to know. And now we can't find it.
Now, I don't know if anyone in the office is playing tricks. Shenanigans are afoot, Tim.
And we talked about this yesterday at about 8:45. Had a bit of a joke with our general manager, Mr. Matthew Wex,
on the
phone.
Because he missed his deadline.
Yes.
And then I learnt on the show with everyone else that you have lost the trophy.
Yes.
Or you haven't lost it so much as you don't know where it is.
Jess, what time do we finish the show?
We finish the show at 9 o'clock.
What time do we get a call from our general manager?
9:01.
I pressed record. We will play the update on the trophy situation up next.
Spoiler alert, he was not thrilled.
It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. And you're probably enjoying this as much as Jess is, but I'm getting grilled. It's like I feel like I'm in a spit roast. Heat's coming from all different sides at the moment.
I mean, you dragged me into this and I quickly washed my hands.
You quickly changed sides very quick.
Because, well, I was on board with torturing our boss.
Yep.
Sounds horrible. But I was on board.
Because we had a position of power.
Yes. We had the trophy in our hands. He wanted the trophy. It was a very simple transaction.
We wanted something for Central Queensland. The people of Central Queensland deserved a gift.
Yeah. Until old mate across the desk from me.
Oops.
Decided to go and lose the trophy.
Yes. I lost the bargaining chip that we had. And we were sort of gloating yesterday on the show at 8:45. We finished the show at 9 a.m. At 9:01, we got a call from our general manager, Mr. Matthew X. I recorded it. Here's what happened. There's been a slight change on the situation.
Tim, Jess.
Oh,
that's a serious voice. I won't call you Wex Dog today.
No, not today. Jess, just chill. Now, I hope you're listening to the show today, Matt, but I'm assuming you did because you've called us straight at 9:01. Is everything okay?
Tim, I just feel sad for you.
Oh. I'm glad I washed my hands of this situation. I'm not in it.
I haven't won a trophy since I was 12.
Oh, he's laying on the guilt thick.
For 40 years. It's been 40 years.
And
sorry.
You know, you've called me with an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
And, mate, you can't even get people to join your team to run with you.
No. I got too many, in fact.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's another problem that I've caused.
You had to basically beg and plead to our listeners to support you.
Yeah. You told me to engage. Is this not an form of engagement? I understand that you would probably be disappointed that I have misplaced. Still not absolutely certain that I was the person that lost this trophy, but yes.
Boss man, did you secure a place on your mantelpiece for this trophy? Is there an empty spot now in your house waiting to be filled?
Oh, there's a spotlight on an empty spot.
All right. Now I'm being guilt-tripped. I was just trying to get something for the people of Central Queensland, and somehow I was trying to grill you, Mr. Wex, and now the barbecue, I've been flipped, burnt, charcoaled, and turfed to the side.
Yeah, I feel like we have no legs to stand on until we find the trophy, Tim.
So if you are agreeing, Mr. Wex, we can put this all to the side and we can just move on as if nothing happened. Are you happy with that?
I think it's best for all.
Or I'm going to propose something else.
No.
I think Tim should be punished in some way for this whole kerfuffle, for losing your trophy.
No.
And maybe he should have to work one Saturday for free. What do you think?
I like you, Jess.
No.
I'll happily accept his part of the payment.
I'd prefer a written warning that goes on my record.
You're definitely the brains of that duo, Jess.
Yes, I mean, it's constantly
anyway,
said. Just a hat rack up here, Mr. Wex.
I was on board with everything you were saying until just then, Mr. Wex. But
he has the final say, so does Tim get his pay cut for one Saturday?
Or a written warning.
The jury has spoken.
All right.
Both. Let's do both.
That's not.
Both is what is happening. Well, in fact, Mr. Wex sent an email yesterday. Tim, I'm not sure if you've seen this yet.
Okay.
Tomorrow we're going to be at the Coffee Club.
Yes, in Gladstone.
Doing an OB on Gundoon Street.
Yep.
An outside broadcast.
No one knows what OB is.
So you are not getting paid for that. That's tomorrow, your pay.
But he's following through.
Yes.
About time he did something.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and Central Queensland. And Tim, I know how much you love space.
Yeah.
Mars, apparently, they have discovered more clues that there might be life.
No, there's not life on Mars.
Yes. Well,
no.
At least
we would know.
There may have been.
They've sent selfie sticks there with all the cameras. There is no life on Mars. Let's go to the next planet.
Italian researchers have poked at some polar ice caps and with a radar, and they uncovered a lake that stretches about 20 kilometres across and it's 1.5 kilometres deep.
Okay. So
and
they
think
there could be a fish in there.
Well, because it's similar to lakes that they find in, like, Antarctica, where, like, underneath there's all these little creatures.
Look, don't get me wrong. I would be thrilled if there was life on Mars, like most of us. But also, Mars has mountains, like Earth. The moon has mountains, like Earth. You don't see any mountain goats climbing and scaling those.
I don't think there's any humans, but there's, like, got to be some creepy
callings.
Yeah, I know.
There's something
swimming around there. There's something going on. I'm telling you, the Italians, they've got something going here.
What did they use? Their pizza telescope. When did Italy have a space agency?
I don't know. It's the NASA of Italy, apparently. They're making big strides.
Look, I would prove me wrong. I would love for there to be life on another planet, but it's not on Mars.
I'm not going to prove you wrong, but these Italian researchers might.
I've been proved wrong by an Italian before, so let's do it again.
You can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au. But coming up next, there's an elephant in the room right now.
Hey, that's very mean. That is a very mean thing to say.
Anyone listening wouldn't realise, but we've got three cops in the studio, Tim.
Yeah, what did you do?
Not me, mate. You're the one poking the bear and it's time for you to apologise.
Yeah, you're calling him a bear. Wayne Butcher's better than that. Right, I'll see if he wants to come on the show up next.
Okay.
It's Tim and Jess, Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
It is Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. Tim, Jess and three police officers have barged in to my studio.
Oh, here we
mind
go.
You.
Well, when you start bad-mouthing me, I have to bring backup because that's how I roll.
Now, that is not Jess.
No.
That is the voice of Senior Police Sergeant of Gladstone, Wayne Butcher. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Butcher.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Tim.
Obviously, you've dropped in because you've heard us.
It's not only heard, talking. I've heard, I've received text messages, I've got Facebook posts, I've got everything. About some indiscretions happening on this radio station this morning.
So a few weeks ago, Tim invited you to join our team Tim's team for the Botanic to Bridge.
Hit CQ's
running. So excited! I've been training. I've been running the house down.
All right. Now I am not fully across what's a law, but that lie was a crime. So don't come in here with that. And like as I said to you just before we went to air, yes, you are the police sergeant of this city.
Yep.
But in this studio. This is my law. Well, you're following me, mate.
I'm looking at the poster on the wall, and the way that the poster is where Jess is manhandling
she seems
to be more in control than you are.
She did time for that. So,
yeah. Tim's the head, I'm the neck.
I have been asking for advice of how to let down someone easy.
Have you got something to tell me, Tim, that you want to tell me?
Turns
this is
out
so awkward.
That I may have promised you a position on Hit CQ's team for Botanic to Bridge.
Yep.
It didn't technically exist. Well, it did until I got a better offer.
Yep. There it is. There's the cannon.
I have three listeners on my four-pronged team. Now, technically, I could kick myself off, and you could be on the Hit CQ Botanic to Bridge.
No, you're the figurehead. As you said, you're in control of this room. You're in control of this station.
You can't keep a captain off the team.
I'm happy to be the head of the snake here. Yep. And like most snakes, sometimes you've got to eat one of your babies.
Yep.
And right now,
oh God,
Police Sergeant Wayne Butcher, I apologise, but it's not me.
Yep.
It's you.
Yep.
And you have to get off my team.
Thank you so much, because I so did not.
I told you you wouldn't care.
I did not want to do it. When you said it was the 8K instead of the 3, I was like, oh my God. Okay. I'm out.
I mean, you can still run. You're not on Tim's team.
I would implore you to run and beat Tim's team. I might be able to work and then I can drive my car and just run into it.
Now,
yes.
You've often said
harassment is great.
Yeah, you're a man of the community.
I am a man of the community.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity for you to show that you're a man of the community and run regardless of
a
broken heart.
A rival team together.
Yes.
You can start a police
team. So I do have a lot of friends who are Gladstone Road Runners who I'm sure would love to have a challenge versus.
Let's do Tim's team versus
Butch
the police
team.
Right.
Oh, all right.
And see, and let's compare scores. No, we'll collate the four scores from your team and the four scores from our team, Tim. And see who wins at the end of Botanic to Bridge.
Now, this is genuine.
Yep.
If you are saying this, you've made false promises on the show before.
Yeah, when?
It's about time. Okay, I can't think of any right now. Don't put me on the spot. But do you want to go against Hit CQ at the Botanic to Bridge?
Can you
form a team?
I'll get four runners to run against you.
Well, you need three runners.
Oh, yeah, three runners. You're in this as well.
Oh, good try.
Okay, I'm in.
Yes, this is happening.
Somehow, I've come out on top again. It's easy to break up with someone, see?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Today's a day of humble lessons, and I'm learning a lot. And I hope you are too, because
I'm enjoying watching you just get grilled by everyone.
That's all right.
It's really fun for me.
I cope well under pressure in the kitchen, and right now, more pressure is added on than ever. I made a claim that I could do 500 burpees in 1 hour. We did a test yesterday. There's drama that apparently the form wasn't there.
Well, you hit 21 burpees.
In 1 minute.
But everyone's saying you hit zero because you didn't do the burpees properly.
And someone that knows if I do burpees correctly or not is actually my old personal trainer. He joins us on the phone right now. His name is Brett Newman from Newman's Fitness Systems. Thanks for joining us, Brett.
Thank you for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
Now, I think it's probably the best that we do go to Brett from Newman's Fitness Systems because Brett has seen my burpees.
He's not just going off the video, Tim.
No.
He's seen you do burpees in person, in the flesh.
I have.
So he knows how bad you are at them.
Well, we always talked about my form, Brett. And look, from what it seems, it's not going fantastic. Have you got any advice with these burpees to see if this is a viable challenge to do 500 within 1 hour?
Mate, as much, you know, I try to be really supportive. 500 burpees in an hour. Have you researched this and found it on the Guinness Book of Records or anything?
Yes,
buddy?
It's 851 is the current world record.
I think I saw that and I disagree. They are not correct burpees, mate.
Really?
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 Oh.
A correct burpee, your chest should touch the floor all the way down from a push-up position. So you're basically going to squat down, legs go out behind you, chest hits the floor, bounce back up, jump in the air, clap your hands above your head. That is the correct
procedure. A lot of people have been saying that the chest needs to touch the ground.
It's true.
So I'm assuming a belly flop isn't a viable option either. I have to actually do the push-up form.
Well, you're going to have to get up, mate. I would accept a belly flop.
But I can bounce. I use my stomach to bounce.
I think the first minute or so, you will just do push-ups, and then your arms will fatigue and you'll belly flop, and that's okay.
So
as long as the chest hits the ground.
Actually, I have a question for you, Brett. Do you think you would be able to do... You're a very fit man. You're a personal trainer yourself. Quite large arms. Do you think you would be able to do 500 burpees in 1 hour?
Negative, mate. I'm not
that even
silly.
Brett thinks he can do it.
That's,
and you've made this
no
big claim.
No inclination to do 500 burpees. Ooh. But I tell you what, Timmy, you need to come down to the studio and you need to do your 500 burpees in my gym and we'll film it and upload it. What do you think about that?
Well, how's your day looking today? How's your morning looking?
I'm currently indisposed, my friends, but
okay,
I'll be done by around midday. What are you doing? You'll
Let's
be finished by then.
All right.
It's happening.
Stay on the line, Brett, and we'll sort
Tim
this
and Jess
out.
Are coming to Brett's gym.
Thank you for your helpful information, mate.
Oh, you're more than welcome, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Cannot
I'm sure you
wait
are.
For this.
So at 12 o'clock after lunch today.
Yes.
I'm going to...
And tomorrow on the show we will reveal
I've got a calf
how
strain.
You won't.
I've got a calf strain.
Well, do as many as you can, buddy. You're the one who said to me, I could do 500 burpees in an hour.
You know what? I will. I will do 500, and when I do, I will earn not only your respect, but the respect of Central Queensland, and
it's going to take a bit more than that to earn my respect.
I'd be very shocked. Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.